Blog Talk Radio.
Oi, fala comigo.
Yo, let me talk to Snoop.
Snoop, telefone.
E aí?
Yo, dog, we on the way to do the video.
For sure. You with. Lose it. We just blow throw and keep the flow moving in a 6-4. Me and baby who cruising, body ragging, teary get blueing. Had him hydraulic squeaking when we screwing. Now she yelling, hollering out, snooping, hooting, hollering, hollering, hooting. Black and beautiful, you the one I'm choosing. Hair long and black and curly like a Cuban. Keep grooving, that's what we doing, and we gon' be together until your mom's moving. You got my pictures on the wall in your room, and girls be complaining, you keep me booming. But girls like that wanna listen to Pat Boone. You's a college girl, but that'll stop you from doing. Come and see the dog in the hood near you when. You don't ask why I roll with a crew when. Twist up my fingers and wear dark blue when. On the east side, that's the crew I choose. Nothing I do is new to you. I smack up the world if they rude to you. Cause baby girl, you're so beautiful.
Oh,
yeah, there's something about you.
You are listening to Solar Wants to Dance, because guess what? It is Saturday. Yes, Solar Wants to Dance. Snoop Dogg, Pharrell Williams, beautiful 2002, beautiful song, beautiful video. Matter of fact, he recorded the whole music video, considering he shot that in Brazil. So love the colors, very colorful video from 21 years ago. So, and the song still resonates to today. For the next hour and a half, we're going to be jamming all the dance music with R&B, soul, pop, all that good stuff in between. Let's see if we got my partner on. You're on different mics, so I want to make sure you're on the right one. What's up, Wardell? You there?
I am here, my brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I am good. Started off a little Snoop Dogg and Pharrell Williams. Beautiful. Great, colorful. Yeah, see, you recorded the whole music video, which is pretty dope. But it's very colorful. I love Brazil. That was one of those videos I saw, and I said, you know what? I want to go to Brazil. I want to go to Brazil. Yes, man. Yeah. You know, you know, people hear about, you know, all the negativity and whatnot. I mean, I think, you know, when you capture, and it's just any music video, you know, everyone talks about these places, you know, oh, the bad, this, and the violence and that, yada, yada. I love the fact, now, we're not blind to the fact that, you know, things could happen anywhere, but just to capture the beauty of a different country that is not, you know, you don't have your horse blinders on to, you know, kind of pinpoint and focus on, you know, where you are. It's good to expand your mind and understand the different cultures and the different areas. And I love the way that they blended it. And it wasn't about just, you know, it just didn't focus on negativity. That's my point. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I love when, you know, music videos highlight the beauty of different places.
Yeah, well, that me too, because music kind of takes you on an adventure, and when you get the video on top of it that shows you it, it's like amazing. And I love when they put great videos together. When you have the budget and you can do that, that is awesome.
Yeah.
And I hope that, you know, it'd be really nice to, you know, to see people that, you know, continue to, like, even myself, a lot of the indie artists cannot afford to do all that kind of stuff. But, you know, some of their music is absolutely amazing. And it's like, it would be nice to, you know, have a nice music video with them as well. So, yeah, hats off to those who do have that thing happening. We do appreciate good videos always, all the time, as well as good songs and stuff. My buddy Don Fleming is in the house, y'all. I'm excited.
I am here. Yes, I am here. And I wanted to go ahead and add something that you mentioned, because it reminded me of the stories you tell, that you told. And I can tell you captured the beauty of it in your description. In the 90s, when you, you know, you lived in South Africa, you know, recording albums and whatnot. So, you know, you described the beauty of South Africa. You know, we grew up hearing the stories about Africa and the children and then the apartheid and yada, 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 you know. But the way you described it, you know, working with someone like Hugh Masekela, I mean, it's just, there's the word again, amazing that you were able to just capture the spirit of the people in South Africa. And now South Africa has a huge jazz scene down there, and I'm just in awe. I mean, it's always had it, but now you can, you know, the beauty of it, the descriptive beauty is more clear, you know. And mm-hmm. and thank you for those stories, man.
Yeah, well, man, you know, it is it's just one of those things where, you know, you get to share things that you don't even think about. Sometimes we don't think about how blessed we are to have had that experience and stuff. And when you, when it comes to mind, it's like, whoa, that's true. Yeah, let me share about that as much as possible, because some people, they travel and they live through your experiences. And, you know, and to me, that's kind of sad. But at the same time, that's the reality. Everybody can't travel and go around the world, you know. So we live through others' experiences, even in movies and stuff. I look at stuff in the movies and I feel like I'm there. I feel like, wow, how beautiful that is. Some places I will never want to go any other way but through someone else's experience, like going to, you know, the outer space. I don't want to do that, but I enjoy going through somebody else's experience. So it's all good, man. It's all good.
Hey, man. I love it. I love it, man. But anyway, again, we're going to go ahead and get this show started. Let's take you back to 1984. Why don't you start dancing, getting your cardio on from the Fragile album, of course, the lovely Miss Sherelle, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. I didn't mean to turn you on. You guys keep it locked right here, because guess what? Solar wants to dance.
I wasn't trying to leave you. Bill Dobby, that's my man. Come on, get on my double dutch bus.
You're listening to Solar Wants to Dance. Had to take you back, 1979, one of my favorites, music from the group GQ. Yes, Disco Nights. And before that, give me a little Philly from the late, great Frankie Smith, the Double Dutch Bus, and, of course, started off the block. Sherelle, didn't mean to turn you on right at an hour left of the show. So we got plenty of time to jam with you, give you some pop. I think Wardell might have some Bruno Mars for you, so it's all good. It's all good.
He's so mean. You guys got, his words are slippery, so you got to pay attention when it comes out of his mouth. He's going to give you some pop. Hey, you know pop music stands for? It stands for popular.
I know.
So pop is good. All right, so since he thinks I got some pop, I'm going to show
him. You ain't no ill will. I'm just messing with you. I love pop.
Hey, guys, listen. What is popular right now is the heat. The heat is super popular. It is so hot. Man, oh, man. It's so hot in here. I'm going to take my clothes off.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. What was that song? Yeah, you know that song? It's hot in here. I'm gonna take my clothes off. Come on, you know that song. Those are your people. That's your style. That's your groove. Anyway, so I'm gonna do the right thing, and I'm gonna play some indie music. I'm going to play our indie artists because I love our indie artists on Solar Records Radio, and we're going to show Don how popular we are. Okay, guys.
Popular.
Kick back, relax, and enjoy. We hope you're doing well, by the way. And hello to all the listeners around the world. Much love to all you guys. We love you and appreciate you. And, man, oh, man, I've been talking to a promoter in France. And so, you know what? Dynasty might be coming over there. So get ready, because I'm talking Dynasty and Sky. Ooh, I wasn't supposed to say that. Anyway, just don't act like I didn't say that.
When I see you, I see love.
Well, guys, I got to tell you, that song right there, let me put my headset on. That song right there was a song that we used in my graduation from high school, Harvest to the World. And y'all know that we need that, right? You know what that means, right? Harvest for the world. Like, can we bless the world? You know, they told us as children that we were going to be a harvest to the world when we graduated from high school. And out of all the things that we learned, that's what that was about. And so we, my high school class in 1976, I was supposed to graduate in 75, but I'll tell you about that later. But anyway, so I was 76, the bicentennial year, you know, which and so basically we as students, our job was to go out and be a harvest to the world and be a blessing to the world. And so that's what we were told, and mentally we kind of felt that way. Okay, and it was a wonderful celebration. That song really lifted everybody's spirits at the graduation class, and we all felt amazing. We felt blessed. So thanks. I want to give a shout out to the school, to the people that organized that, to the person that picked that song for us, because that one. And I played drums, you know, in my graduation class as well. So. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much to Simon Gratz High School. Thank you so much for blessing us. We do appreciate you. Anyway, Don Fleming, you know,
yes.
And before that, I played something by the Whispers, Rocksteady, because Don Fleming loves Rocksteady, and of course, that is a group that I work with.
Great pop song.
Yeah, and so. Call it what you want. And so I love the Whispers, and they were the ones, I got my first platinum from the Whispers. Okay. And so then,
I love that song. I told you I loved it. Great pop song.
Guys, see, this is an inside thing between him and I. Bam, bam, bam. But I'm always going to win because I'm just going to win. at least in my mind, right? So anyway, but listen. Hey, listen. And so listen, I'll tell you guys about the first song I played. I can't even remember. But we have a caller on the line. And so I'm going to bring him in. Okay, hold on one second here. Hey, Jai, you there?
Yes, greetings. I'm here, man.
How are you, my brother?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing wonderful. I'm so elated to be on your program today.
Oh, brother, we feel the same way. Meet my brother, Don Fleming. He's my little big brother. We fight all the time.
Oh, that's... blessings, little big brother, Don.
How are you, Tom?
I'm doing fine, all right.
Yeah, he's much taller than me, but he's younger than me, so he's my little big brother. So anyway, he's the co-host here today. And so, listen, we're going to have Ja. He's going to be coming on Wednesday, this Wednesday coming. He's going to be our guest. And so he's calling. Where are you calling from?
Right now I'm calling in from Orlando in the United States.
Oh, you're in the United States?
Right at this moment, yeah.
All right. So we are, you know, I'm excited. So tell us a little bit about you and what it is that, you know, what kind of music and stuff that you do.
Well, I'm Janisis. I was born in the parish of Clarendon, Jamaica. And I do roots, lovers rock, reggae music.
Okay.
Right. And I just love the people to give me a chance to listen to my music because I think it's really inspiring. And I take you back to the original times when the music used to be what it should be.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Who are some of your favorite reggae artists?
Okay, some of my favorite reggae artists, of course, Bob Marley. And Sugar Minot, Dennis Brown and Maxi Priest.
Okay. Now, you know, we try to keep everything clean here. We don't want to say anything negative about people or anything like that. So we don't push you to do that, okay? And we don't want that either. But I do have a question for you, and you could, you know, answer it the nicest way you can. So the question that I want to ask you is, as far as Bob Marley's son, he's out there and he's doing well from what I hear. What are your thoughts about him in comparison to his dad? Is he a product of his dad, or is he doing his own thing?
Well, he's definitely a product of his dad because that's his gene, right? But, I mean, we all have different works that we get to do on this earth, right? So,
right.
Yes, I mean, it's his father's son, but, I mean, they may not get the same work to do, but they're doing well. They're musically trained properly. So I'm a fuck. Which one of his sons are you talking? You're referring to?
Oh, well, that's what I didn't know. I thought it was only one that was. So there's multiple sons doing the same thing?
Yes, you have like seven sons because you have Ziggy Marley, you have Stephen Marley,
yes,
you have Junior Gang.
That's the one I know about Ziggy Marley. That's the one I know.
Oh, Ziggy Marley. Well, Ziggy Marley is he's really a nice gentleman. He's doing good. I mean,
okay.
His songs may be a little different from what his dad do, but it's still righteous music. You understand me?
Okay.
That's what we really need, like uplifting music. And he do a lot of work with the children also. And you know
right.
that the children is the future. So anyone that...
Right.
cater in a positive way for the children. I mean,
amen.
Got my up full respect, you know? So,
right,
I mean,
right.
as
just
you
like
said, we're not here to...
Played.
Right, we're not here to criticize, but to who respect is due,
exactly.
respect must go through, you know? So,
absolutely.
I mean,
so all seven of his sons are artists?
Yes, they are. And they're
wow.
very popular in the music, too. They do a good job, man.
Wow, that's great. All right, so look, man, Don, you have anything? Don Fleming?
I'm sorry, I had to mute myself for a quick second. But no, man, I'm just anticipating Wednesday, man.
Okay.
Got to have Don on and have a more in-depth conversation with him, man. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to experiencing the music.
Don. Pronounce Jai's last name.
How do you... What?
Niceness. Niceness.
Niceness. Yeah. See? I'm like, was this a trick question? Because I was going to say niceness. And then, you know, you got to know someone be like, it's niceness. You know, but I know. I was going to go there.
That's all good. Well, man, we are excited, Jai. We look forward to our conversation with you on Wednesday on Indie Jazz Day. And so we can't wait, man. And so thank you so much for, you know, sending us all the things that we need. Thanks for taking time out today and calling in. Hey, what's the temperature like over there in Atlanta? Is it hot or is it cold?
Oh, it's scorching, man. It's 90, 90 a lot. Feels like 100 and a little bit.
I know, man. Hey, oh, one last question. I probably should wait until Wednesday, but you know, I'm. So I just want to know, you know, after you guys had the hurricanes and stuff over there, and all the flooding and all that stuff, how has it responded? Jamaica responded to that. Have they gotten everything together?
Well, we are resilient people, and we always bounce back. But one of the things about Jamaica is that we build our houses in a different way. Like the roofs are made from concrete, or most of the roofs are made from concrete. So the hurricane doesn't rip the roof off like in Florida, like it does, because Florida roof is made from board and stuff. Our roof is made from concrete because we know we're living in hurricane-prone here, our region.
Yes.
So we kind of build different, but you know, we used to these things, so once it pass, we always in a build back mood. So you know, it takes a couple of months or a few months for the trees to be back, you know, producing and do what they always do. But you know, the people always bounce back. As long as we have water, we are good. And Jamaica is the land of food and water. So you know.
All right. Hey, well, who's your favorite track star?
Oh, my favorite track star in this dispensation, it definitely would be Usain Bolt.
mine too. He's my favorite. I love that man. Whoa. Is he doing anything else? He's done with running, right?
You know what? I think he's in the music business right now. He's been producing some tracks and all. And I think he's on one of them too.
Oh, wow. Hey, yeah. Man, we got to get him on here. Man, I love watching him run. Wow, I hate that he retired. It is like, no, don't retire.
Yes, he's one of those special kind, you know.
Yeah, he got that thing. There's a girl too out of Jamaica that's running her buns off. Like, whoa! I mean, she
okay,
can
we
move.
Got a lot of, when it comes to the field, we got a
man,
lot of,
yo,
we got a lot of those.
Take your pick.
Yeah. But
my cousin, as a matter of fact, my cousin went to school with Veronica Campbell at the
time.
Oh,
I know her. Yeah.
She was she went to, I don't know if you're familiar, she went to Arkansas, University of Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
And she represented Jamaica well, and
yeah,
she
man,
was,
I know her. She was on the relay team too. I know her.
Oh
yeah, man.
Oh my goodness, yeah, yeah. You know what, right, man? We got a reggae block coming up. That's what I want to do, a reggae block, man. God, nice book. You know, we're looking forward to Wednesday because, I mean, all of these gyms, man, Wardell, save it, man, save it.
I'm gonna upload Jah's music so you can, because you haven't heard it yet. I'll upload it in the system for you so you can hear this stuff.
We'll play it. Definitely, if we got time, we'll definitely play a sneak preview. But I feel islandy right now, man. We got 32 minutes left. We got 32
right.
minutes left of the show, and I want to go. But before we go into this block,
okay,
man, you got any final words?
Jah, any final words?
Well, I just want to say I'm really happy to talk to you guys for this brief moment, and I'm really looking forward to Wednesday. And I hope all your listeners will be tuning in so that we could have a real fun time and know all about what's going on with me and with the music and, you know, the kind of music that I do, you know. And I just want to big up the Stonefire crew over there in California. Big up.
Yep. All so
right.
Giving a shout out to Tori, our girl Tori.
Oh, straight. we couldn't get off of here without saying that. You know, somebody
I know.
Would be getting a flag.
You know how those women are. Those women will let you know. You
would never hear the last of it.
Never. All right.
Never.
Well, God bless you, man. Thank you again. And we'll be talking to you on Wednesday, 3:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's if
cool.
I don't know where you're going to be, what country you're going to be in, but 3:00 p.m. Eastern. That's Atlanta time.
Orlando, Florida time. Yeah.
Definitely. I'll be sitting right here on this chair waiting for you guys to plug me in.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. God bless you, man. Have a blessed weekend.
Same.
Thanks for calling.
Much
in.
Respect. Much respect.
Likewise. All right.
Thank
okay.
You.
Okay, go ahead on. Yeah, you could do your thing.
Yeah, let's do this, man. One of my all-time favorites from 1982, the lovely Sister Nancy. It's called Bomb Bomb. You guys keep it locked right here. Solo wants to dance.
One thing, Nancy, you understand. Zion. Music unto the food of love.
Dutchie on the left hand side, pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and
run. It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump and run.
It was a cool and lonely, breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I used to feel it 'cause it was a month old.
How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk. On the left hand side, pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and run.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me rock in a di dong. Bang 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 bang.
So I stopped to find out what was going on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
'Cause the spirit of God, you know He leads you
how
on.
Solar Records, Solar Records wants to dance. My contribution, little reggae block. Of course, the last song what I just played, Musical Youth from 1982, Pass the Dutchie, that was more the pop side. You know, Musical Youth, of course, was known for that song. And also, the youth of today, they did a song with Donna Summer called Unconditional Love. One of my favorites as a kid when I was 9, I used to sing that in class. But yeah, that's Musical Youth, Pass the Dutchie, not to be confused with Pass the Cutchie. Cutchie, of course, is, you know, that herb. You know, Dutchie, you know, is a cooking pot. Well, they tried to explain it, you know. Hopefully, we can get Dennis Featon on from Musical Youth. But, of course, that was Pass the Dutchie. And before that, from 1977, music from Third World, Now That We Found Love. I love that one. And, of course, started off the block, Little Sister Nancy, Bum Bum. Of course, definitely getting a newfound sense of fame right now because, you know, not only rappers use her sample in the 90s, it's making that song is making a resurgence, especially like in the New York clubs now. So shout out to her, hopefully, you know, definitely giving her flowers. She's still here and everything. And Wardell, let's see if we got Wardell. We got 18 minutes left. What are we going to do now that we found 18 minutes left of the show? What are we going to do? Are we going to slow it down or are we going to keep it going? It's up to you.
Well, you know what? So this is what I want to do. first of all, I want to say thank you for playing that. That was good. That was a wonderful block you just played. And so, but what I want to do is I'm going to start off the block with a sneak preview of Ja, who just had on. Right?
And so it's a
preview of him. And then after that, you take over and close it out with the songs you want to like it. You know, you blow it down. However you want to do it. That's just a freestyle from that point
on.
Let's go. All right, cool. All right, guys. So once again, we appreciate you tuning in today and blessing us and being a part of the show. Go to our website at soulhourrecordsradio.com. Search. You do whatever you want. Go into the store. Buy whatever you want. If you want to donate to the station, we are an independent radio station. So we appreciate all the love. And we thank you so much for sharing and spending this time with us. You are the best part of Soul Art Records Radio. And so God bless you. Have a beautiful and wonderful weekend. Tomorrow at 3 p.m., I will be on doing my praise worship show. So if you want to come on and hang out with me and, you know, for an hour, we're just going to praise our Heavenly Father. So come hang out with us. We appreciate that. And we're going to be praying for our friends that are hurting and that's going through a lot. Some of our friends, you know, they got different things happening in their life, cancer, just, you know, autism. I'm just, you know, dementia. There's all kinds of different things just happening, and so we want to pray for them. And so if you know anybody that you want us to pray for, you know, just send us a message on our Soul Art Radio page, or you can just send it directly to me or Greg in the messenger thing, and then that'll be it. Hey, Don, come back. I have a question for you. Don, I got a question from one of the listeners. They wanted.
Okay.
It's a crazy question though, real crazy. Tell the listeners just one thing about you that no one else knows. My answer is I don't know what that is, because I'm an open book. I don't know what that is. The one thing I don't know. While Don's thinking, I'm just kind of scrambling, but it could be, you know, the fear of success. I remember when I was going to go to California to audition, that my fear of not making it was a very uncomfortable feeling. And I decided in my own mind that I was not going to go back to Philadelphia if I didn't make the audition. I was going into the service. And so, but you know, a lot of people have a fear of success. And it's kind of an uncomfortable thing. But what happens is that when you have a fear of success, most of the time you won't pursue it because of the fear. So I'm glad that I still pursued it, you know. And so if you do have a fear of success, you know, the one thing I can advise you on is to create another you. Create in your mind another you that has been successful, that has had all these things that these artists or entertainers, these actors, whatever it is that you want to do. Create that image for yourself and let that be your alter ego and follow that. And that way you won't be afraid of it because you already feel like you've accomplished it. Okay? So there you go. Don, what's yours?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of that. But I was just going to keep it simple and say I love to bake. I don't think anybody knows. I mean, I like to eat, but I love to bake. I just cook. I love to bake. And that's a lot of people don't really know that about me.
Okay.
But in the holistic view of me as far as, you know, who I am and whatnot, I think that's what you had mentioned. That is a little bit of me too. I'm kind of afraid of success in a way, you know, and I feel like I stifle myself.
Fear of success.
And you know,
our kids can be brutal. So when you're young and you want to do something, you tell people, they're like, yeah, right. You know, they, kids can be, you know, because they never been successful either, so they don't know. So, but anyway, hold on 1 second. Ja, I know you're there. Ja?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have a thing that you would like to share? Can you share something that nobody knows about you? We're keeping it clean. We're keeping it clean.
That nobody. Oh,
right.
Wow.
Yeah. Just something, you know. I know.
Maybe the power of my mind.
The power of your mind? What's up with the power of your mind?
Nobody knows what's in my mind.
But you do, right? I hope so, man. All right. Well, thank you, John, once again, man. We appreciate that. And when you make sure when you come back on Wednesday that you're going to have your website for people to be able to follow you and support you, you know, and what you're doing and stuff. So, but anyway, here we go, guys. As we're going out, we're going to give you a sneak peek about what's going to happen Wednesday. And to all the listeners and everybody, thank you so much for tuning in today. We appreciate all of you guys. Love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful and safe weekend, and try to stay cool. Try to stay cool.
Wow, wow. Solar Wants to Dance, of course, giving you a little sneak preview. Wardell, that was music from Mr. Ja Niceness. You know what, man? What a beautiful song. I had to jump in. We got 7 minutes left of the show again. I'm going to say my goodbyes and all of that, but I had to jump back in. That's a beautiful song, man. That is a beautiful song, and I'm looking forward to Wednesday. You got me anticipating Wednesday. I'm getting ready to make my Costco run thinking about that song.
All right, right. Yeah, it's real funky, man. We came on, I was like, ooh. That was good. That was good. So, yeah, guys, so we want you to know, you know, you got to tune in because we got a ton of amazing indie artists that we have to support and love these guys because, you know, it's another ball game out there. Music we don't have record companies anymore. So these guys, these artists are, you know, they are everything. They're the writers. They're the producers. They're the artists. They're the businessman. Mm-hmm. They're the promoter. They're the record company. They wear all kind of different hats. So whatever we can do to support them, it would be a blessing for them. So thank God, you know, they're out there doing good things as opposed to doing the other thing. So I'm grateful and I'm excited that we are going to be looking forward to talking with Ja on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Solar Rex Radio. Sorry about my mic cracking up. I did something to my microphone. Greg already punished for it. So.
You're always anyway. Doing something, Mike, man.
I'm sorry.
We got 5 minutes left of the show again. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us for this this hour and a half.
Don, your mic cut off.
You cut my mic off. You
I didn't
cut
touch
it.
No. All right. Well, go ahead on and close this out, Don, and I'll catch you guys later. Good night. God
what
bless.
What is wrong with you? I'm talking. Anyway.
I didn't touch your mic.
The ghost did. The gremlin did. Somebody did. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and close out Lil Vivio, one of my all-time favorites, of course, for all you gamers out there from the Watch Dogs 2 soundtrack, of course, from 2016 for Wardell Potts Jr. I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a great weekend. Tune in for Wardell for Praise and Worship tomorrow at 2 p.m. So until then, have a great Saturday. We are out. See you, Wardell.
Later, buddy.
I'm going probably to quit this long now. All of a sudden, you just want to turn it all down. You know what you're already there. You know you're stalling. Playing for the buy some time. But you already said, I want to fix it back. Or leave it hanging by your friend.
Spirit, but you came from my emotions. Thank you.